You turn with me to Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we done prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In this verse here, it shares about many people will come and say, Lord, Lord, in that last day, have we not prophesied in thy name and cast out devils and done many wonderful works? And they had these works in their lives, and they thought that they were right with God. They thought that they were going to enter the kingdom of heaven. But as you see in verse 21, it says, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven will enter. And the problem was, the reason why they didn't enter was because of they didn't know him. Verse 23, it says, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Which we know that iniquity is sin. And they still had sin in their life. You see, in the Bible, Christ points out that if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. And you'll know the truth, and the truth will make you free. The true gospel of Christ is the Christ that come to set us free, to set us free from the power of sin. Totally free. See, as long as we have iniquity in our life, we don't know God. As long as sin continues. And the Bible talks about who God knows. How do you know if you know him? If you look here in the scripture, it tells you how a man knows if he knows him. In 1 John chapter 2, we'll start at verse 3. And hereby do we know that we know him, if we keep his commandments. And he that saith, I know him, but keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. And hereby we that we are in him, and hereby know that we are in him. In verse 6, he that saith he abideth in him, even ought to walk, even as he walked. So the standard is to walk even as he walked, if we say that we abideth in him. So what a man needs to do is be honest. If he has sin and iniquity in his life, he needs to go to God and receive repentance and cleansing. That's why it says, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Christ did this on the cross. We just have to believe his words. Believe that when he died, we died with him. And he put an end to sin in our lives. But a person has to mix these words with faith in his heart. If he doesn't, they won't be effective. And therefore, he'll never come to know God may never have the iniquity removed. So I leave you with this question. Do you know God this way? Do you know Him in this way, to where He keeps you from sin, keeps you from the wicked one, as the Bible says, the evil one toucheth him not? For if you don't, God has a way right now for you to know Him. Know Him in the way that He wants us to know Him, that causes us to walk above sin. Greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. Who is he that overcometh but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? God bless.